This is iUniverse Radio, brought to you by iUniverse, the leading book marketing, editorial services, and supported self-publishing company. iUniverse Radio is your opportunity to hear firsthand from authors about their new books. It's an in-depth discussion about the author's passion about the development of his or her story in their own words. It's an inside look into the characters and the plot and how the story all came together. Here is iUniverse Radio with host Steve Jorgensen.
Greetings for iUniverse. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled A True Free Market, Conversations of Gaining Liberty and Justice Through Economics. My guest, who's joining me from the New York City area or from New York State, is Stephen Taft. Welcome, sir, to the program.
Good to be here, and I am in New York City.
New York City. Well, it's a great town. I love visiting New York City. It's just a very active and energetic place. You have a background, obviously, in economics and have that been in your interest. Where did this book come from? What was the genesis of creating it?
Well, the genesis was paying attention to the news, really, and seeing through the course of generations how we don't seem to really solve any problems. We have a debate in our culture that goes back and forth between making taxes higher or lower and making handouts higher or lower, but nothing ever seems to get resolved.
You have in your conversation the term that can be ambiguous from depending on your interpretation, I guess. Conversations on gaining liberty and justice through economics. That's a fascinating choice of words.
Well, you know, the rules we make to define the way we interact with each other, which is what economics is all about, those rules become the definitions of our freedom. And I am one who believes that smarter rules will give us greater freedom.
The term of financial responsibility and those types of things that are being applied to today's economics, how do you foresee how do you interpret the idea of financial growth, financial responsibility, as far as corporate America?
Well, corporations, I think, have a responsibility to be profitable. And they have a responsibility to make those profits in the context of their community. Now, corporations get a bad rap, as people say, in today's world, but they are really following the rules. And different rules would incent corporations to behave somewhat differently, not in terms of the desire to make profit, that's always going to be there, but in terms of taking care of the community that they operate in.
Are you a free market guy? Do you feel like
I am?
That's a good choice.
I am completely a free market guy. I am as big a believer in capitalism as you're ever likely to talk to. I just don't believe we do it as well as it could be done.
There has been a trend towards the Band-Aid fix on people of low economic status, of raising the minimum wage. Do you feel that that is a solution? Is it a problem solver, or is it a problem maker?
Interesting question, Jay. It's a temporary solution, and in the long run, a problem maker. In other words, it's a Band-Aid that kind of will open up the wound again when it's ripped off. That's an example of how we're not doing capitalism as well as it could be done. And what I mean by that is we tend to tax capital. We tend to tax the stuff that we make. We tax the rewards for our work. And what we really should be taxing is the opportunity that we use to achieve those things in our work. And opportunity is, economically speaking, access to land.
Mm.
So it's like going to a theater. People buy better seats and pay more money for better seats. and the promoter of that event will collect the proceeds from those seats. But here, the promoter of the event is our whole society. Mm-hmm. We're promoting our economy. And so when people participate in the economy, they should pay for the quality of the seat that they're taking, but the community should get that money.
Are you seeing anybody in corporate America that is giving back to the community in a big way or maybe a unique way that is benefiting not only the city or town they're in, but the region, maybe even the United States as a whole?
Well, I don't know if you're asking about charity.
Sort of
there
charity,
are certainly
maybe.
Companies that do good work, companies that try to take care of their employees better than others do. But the way capitalism works is a company's efforts are creating wealth that feeds back into the community. So it's just a question of where that wealth is drawn from.
262 pages. As you began to share your insight, how long did it take, and who was your audience? Who's the one that's going to benefit the most from reading your book, A True Free Market?
How long did it take? It took about 4.5 years,
four and a half years.
To actually write the book, because I do have a day job. But it took about 25 years to think about it, and I didn't want to put it out there until I really felt like I knew what I was talking about. And in terms of the audience, anyone who might be inclined to read one of the longer articles in a national newspaper, anyone who pays attention to politics and gets frustrated by it, by our current conversation, people who have a sense that there's something off in our economy and can't quite put their finger on it, I think these are the people who may even gain some, dare I say, pleasure in reading a book on economics.
Describe your writing style, because I'm seeing that there's a conversational approach. You have set up dialogue and scenarios in your book that would engage the reader.
That was a very intentional choice, although initially not a popular one in the people who represent the publishing world. But my feeling was that a conversation, as you suggested, would be more engaging. There are two main characters in the book. They are old friends. They've been meeting regularly for decades and recently have gotten on the topic of economics. One has a fantasy view of economics in mind that he wants to share with his friend, and his friend is grounded in our real economy. And what happens through the conversation is two things. One, it becomes very easy to see where and why we have the problems we do when you set reality against the fantasy. And by the end of the conversation, the second thing that happens is that I believe there is some hope generated that the fantasy may not seem as far-fetched as it did in the beginning of the book.
Do you address the fascination, I will say, in our current society with socialism and that approach to management of resources?
I do address it, and I'll reiterate, I'm a capitalist.
Mm.
I think socialism has traction in our world because capitalism is not practiced properly. I know we don't have a lot of time, but the book takes all the time that's needed to explain this. But by taxing, again, capital, by taxing our earnings, by taxing the stuff we make, the effect, when you get down to the roots of it, is to kind of disempower the low-level worker. And that power gets transferred up the economic food chain to the wealthy. And it maybe is a counterintuitive thing to say, but it becomes very clear how that works when one reads the book.
Would you say creativity and inventiveness is suppressed by that approach? The socialism I'm referring to.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, the imagination of a free people is always going to exceed the imagination of any, even the best central planner.
Were there some challenges in completing this, Stephen?
Just on a personal level, there were challenges. My golf game got worse. My wife had to exhibit an extraordinary amount of patience to give me the personal space to get this done. It was the kind of thing where even though I was home, she was alone, in effect, because I was working on this. And, you know, it was just something that was basically, once I understood what I wanted to say, it became a bucket list item that just needed to get done for me. And she gave me the space to do it.
In a couple of sentences or maybe a paragraph or two, I think it would be meaningful to my listeners to get your take on why they should get a copy of A True Free Market. What is the benefit they're going to receive from that?
Well, I spoke with Tea Party people when the Tea Party started to gain traction in our culture. And I also spoke with Occupy people and went down to Zuccotti Park when that was going on. And there are great similarities between the two groups, even though they seem to be politically opposite. The similarities are that both extremes, if you will, expressed a great dissatisfaction with the way things are. And neither of them, though, knew how to fix it. And this book kind of cuts right through the middle. It's not about politics in the traditional sense of one side is right and one side is wrong. It's all about what works. And I think the benefit to people for reading it will be a greater understanding of why things are the way they are, but also a greater hope that things can change and get better.
You describe this as a hopeful book, then, hopeful approach.
Absolutely hopeful. I mean, without hope, it's hard to get up in the morning.
True.
While the cultural conversation, the media conversation, other than yours, Jay, you know, it goes back and forth. I think the media sometimes is more interested in the controversy of an argument than finding a solution. And this book tries to cut through that. But my fantasy would be to walk into a restaurant and two people at the bar would be talking about this book and they are complete strangers to me. If that ever happened, I would be in author heaven.
I think you should be in author heaven. This is well done. I like the fact that you used a conversational, almost a narrative approach, almost a fictional approach in sharing your fine insight into financial and economic growth. Title of the book is A True Free Market, Conversations on Gaining Liberty and Justice Through Economics. My guest has been Stephen Taft. That's STEPHENTAFT. For those of you who are doing a search online, Stephen, where can we get copies of your book?
A True Free Market is available on Amazon, both as the hard book and the Kindle ebook. On Barnes & Noble, on Apple Books and Google Books. And if you walk into a local bookstore, they can order it for you as well.
Congratulations on the completion of this, I think, a very fine book on economics, A True Free Market, Conversations on Gaining Liberty and Justice Through Economics. My guest, Stephen Taft. Thank you, sir, for joining me today.
It was great to be with you, Jay. Thank you.
My pleasure. For iUniverse, this is J. Douglas Barker.